Hi. Welcome to episode number 119 of Millennial Gaming Speak. Feels good to say that again. I am your host, Logan Moore, and I'm very stressed out. There's a lot to do, but I'm excited to be hosting this podcast again. Joining me today is the illustrious Max Roberts.
Illustrious. Hi. I like it. Hi, Logan. I'd ask how you are, but I already know.
Yeah, we've already been talking about that.
Logan here is getting ready to graduate like a big boy.
That's why we've been away. Well, we've been,
Thanksgiving.
Did we miss 2 weeks? I guess.
2 weeks.
That's the first. Wow. That's,
man. Our streak is broken.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought if I wasn't so tired last time, I was going to record with Abby, do a solo episode with Abby.
She'd be like, what are you talking about? What are all these games?
I was like, I do want to record an episode with her sometime because her perspective, she plays games, just games you and I really don't play. And some we do.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be fun to
and maybe
sit with
be
her.
Good. That'd maybe be good, like once a new Telltale game comes out or something like that. You guys can do like a debriefing on.
When co-op for Stardew Valley comes out and I get it on Switch.
Yeah.
We get married in the game.
You could get married in the game.
You can, and when co-op comes out, you can marry each other.
Should sow your wild oats in that game, though. Don't lock yourself down to the same person in the virtual world and the real world. Come on, Max.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe a bad idea. So welcome back to Millennial Gaming Speak. Yeah, we've been on a 2 week hiatus mainly because I have moved. So that was one thing, and that coincided with Thanksgiving, which was another thing, and that also coincided with. Me being busy with school, and I have a lot of work left to do, but I'm almost done, and I am so excited to be done because I'm tired of carrying around this stress ball in my gut that has been there for like a week, and I'm eating bad foods and doing all kinds of stuff to make myself feel better. And
are you taking me out to Panda Express when I get up there?
No, I'm going to take you to a better Chinese place. We're going to go to Bento. It's better.
I have Bento here.
Yeah, but it's better. And it's also cheaper somehow.
What?
If I give you more food. It's
what
better.
Do? You get a box?
Yeah, I get a box.
You don't get that. You don't get that fresh sushi.
$7.50
bento.
No, there's sushi in the box, Max.
Yeah, a little bit, a little lame bit. Did you? Bento's where I got my first beer.
They have tea at the one near me. Maybe they have beer. I don't know.
They don't serve. Ours is right next to UCF. College
UCF Bento. 12-0 in football, I think
2 years after being 0-12.
Yeah.
And the moral of the story is Max graduates, UCF gets good.
I thought they were good while you were there because Blake Bortles was there and they were really good.
When I was there, they were 0-12. When I was there, it was an embarrassment.
Are you sure? Because they were really freaking good a couple years ago. Maybe we were still in high school. We were probably still in high school. I think that was our senior year of high school, actually.
That very well could be it. Because I, 2 years ago, remember it well. I remember it because there was a burger bar on campus that was like, we're giving out free beer until UCF wins. Oh. And UCF didn't win that year. And they lost thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I would assume so.
But they kept it going because they got, like, I guess the bad press is still good press type mentality. So
yeah, well, you remember that place, I'm sure, fondly. I'm sure many
I almost went all 4 years in college without going to a football game. But my last semester, my fiance at the time, now wife, wanted to tailgate with her friends. And made me go to a game. And it was painful.
At our school, we have, if you go into our bookstore or our place where we sell clothes and all that other stuff, whatever, bookstore. They have shirts in there that says IUPUI football undefeated since 1969.
Because you don't have a football team.
We don't have a football
That's
team.
That's very funny. Do they sell IU merch and Purdue merch in there?
Yes, but it's mainly IUPUI.
They have their own merch?
They have their own merch. It's a really weird school where it's like the degrees come from different schools, but the school itself is fairly independent and kind of like its own weird entity. Yeah, it's a unique thing. But I'm now like an IU alumnus though.
So your degree is from IU?
Yeah, it's from IU.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but they're the ones who do all the creative stuff, not Purdue. They're all technical and
yeah,
do the engineering and agriculture.
My dad went to school at Purdue. He's got his degrees from there and something construction. I forget the specifics. I think it's construction management or something.
I prefer Purdue in terms of like sports and all that stuff.
Heck yeah, you do. Boiler up.
So
I don't watch sports.
Video games.
Dad, Go, Dad. That was for you, Dad.
Boiler up. That's correct. Don't worry. Video
games. Down, boiler up.
We can talk about video games again. Max, despite me being like very stressed.
When are we going to get a new NCAA game?
Never. That'll never happen. Maybe someday, but it'll have to be once players are making money off their likeness or whatever.
Jeez. Video games. Kids making money. That's...
Have you been playing anything? Because I have actually still been playing things, even though I probably shouldn't at times.
I've been playing
casual stuff, though.
One game.
Super Mario Odyssey?
Yep, that's the only game I've been playing. That streak ends tonight. We're recording this on a Tuesday, and we'll talk about it later, but Destiny's DLC comes out, so I'm going to start the story stuff with Kevin tonight.
Dang it, I want to do it with somebody. I hope Mario or Michael do it with me.
Yeah.
Because
if you didn't have this project, I'd invite you to hop on tonight.
Yeah. I'll be up late. I'll be probably up editing videos till 1 or 2, if I had to imagine.
Yeah, my Mario Odyssey purity streak ends tonight and then gets worse next week when I get PUBG and the end is nigh.
So here's the thing with... I'm very excited for PUBG next week, mainly because the thing I've been playing a lot of lately, and I've probably poured like... maybe like 10, 11 hours into it, maybe more, over like the last week
or so. Fortnite.
And the only reason I've been doing it is because all my friends are playing it. So it's not anything I've been like really doing solo. Like I'll get on and they'll immediately invite me and we got a group of four and we'll start playing. Fortnite is fun. It's kind of doo-doo because I don't think the aiming mechanics are very good. And I don't think...
My brief 40 minutes with Fortnite caused me to delete it right away.
I don't think it's very sound mechanically. The building stuff is interesting. I like that element of it.
I didn't even know how to do that.
It takes a while to really learn, and I'm still not very good at it. But the building stuff is kind of interesting. That puts a unique spin on it, I think. But more than anything, I've just realized that battle royale genre thing or whatever is everything it's kind of been cracked up to be. Like, it is... very addictive, very stressful. Even though you are doing the same thing, every game feels
just running to the middle of a big circle.
Every game feels super different from one another, dude. Like you are constantly on your toes. I have not played a multiplayer game where you are so like hypersensitive and aware of your surroundings like this.
I have.
What is it?
Last of Us multiplayer.
I've heard similar. See, so I never
that
played
is
Last of Us multiplayer
stuff, man. And I can't wait for that to come back in part two. But The Last of Us stresses you out.
I've heard people who have played that and also play PUBG or Fortnite or whatever. I didn't, no.
Really?
Wow. No.
That's the only thing keeping me away from the Platinum is finishing, because those trophies were hard.
Because you got to get like, what, two or three?
You have to, there's only two multiplayer trophies, but it's complete the like scavenger pack and then path and complete the Firefly path, which is basically 40 in-week games. And not having your crew die. And I was so close to the Firefly journey when I booted it up last. I was like 5 in-game weeks away. And I died. Like my whole crew died. And I had to start it all over.
Yeah. So I think Fortnite's map is kind of crummy. And like I said, the aiming mechanics I don't think are very good. And I've watched a good amount of PUBG. And my roommate has, and I was watching him play it the other day. There's like certain things mechanically with PUBG that seem like they are what I'm looking for compared to Fortnite. Fortnite is still, it's that genre, but it is very much
a different take. It's a cartoony take on it.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, that's
not
the art style,
just the visually, but like you're building things. Apparently. And I mean, my time with the aiming, it's not as technical. And from when I watched NoClip's profile on PlayerUnknown himself, whatever his name is, I forget it.
I can't remember off the top of my head right now. Brendan. Yeah, it's Brendan and Green, I think.
That's what I had in my head, but I thought that was too generic of a name.
You can look it up in a second.
Anyway, you know, he's going for like a sim to some degree.
Yeah.
And it's, so I like that. We'll find out. I remember you saying when PUBG comes to Xbox, well, you know, we have to get it and play together. And so I'm actually glad that we're doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
I got 3 months of live, and I bought PUBG.
Yeah, it's Brendan Green. So I think Fortnite has just kind of prepared me for the genre. Like, when I play, here's the thing. So I've done so many group matches that when I play solo, I am so stressed because I'm not very good at the game, but some of my friends are, and I'll be like, oh, you guys can kind of help carry me here. And anytime I've played solo, like, I was so stressed in one game. I got to, like, top 8 or something like that. I was like shaking. Like, it's really like, I have not had this like,
that's your school nerves getting to you, buddy.
Yeah, I have not had this like emotional like reaction to a video game in a really long time. And yeah, and like I said, I don't think Fortnite's that sound mechanically, but I'm hoping PUBG will be. And I know there's like a certain amount of jank to PUBG too, so I don't think it's like
I've
going to be like Call of Duty levels of like mastercrafted.
Do you remember when they said when PUBG ships on Xbox, it'll be the final version of the game? And now all over the box art is game preview
early
version.
Early access.
Yeah. Like, this is... One day
Fortnite is too, though, which is dumb.
Fortnite is too.
Fortnite doesn't even say that either, which is the weird part. If you go to a store and try to get a retail copy of Fortnite, I don't think it says open beta or closed beta or anything like that anywhere
on
the box.
I'm sure not, because they want their $50-$60, whatever they sell it for.
It's such a weird thing. Fortnite alone has convinced me that early access games need to be up for Game of the Year consideration because Fortnite, because the fact that Fortnite got a retail version of what they are calling a closed beta.
No, well,
early access does not mean anything anymore. It seriously doesn't. And even looking at like
it's just
Battlefront 2 or
it's
something like
to be a guinea pig now.
Yeah, even looking at, but that's how it is with all kinds of games now. Like, look at Battlefront. Like, they are making constant changes to that game on the fly that are like drastically changing certain elements of that game. But that is it. That is considered a full release, and PUBG is not. Like, I don't know. It's just very odd to me that people still want to hang on to this idea that like, oh, PUBG's early access shouldn't be up for Game of the Year. It's like, dude, like, just look at the industry like right now. Look at how things are. This is just,
I mean,
it's just how video games are now. Like,
kinda like that now.
Well,
I assume
we'll have a larger discussion about
We will. I'll save it for that. Back to the game I'm actually playing, and not the game I will be playing in a week. Super Mario Odyssey.
How many moons are you at, did you say?
Not yet. 540-something. I have just unlocked the darker side of the moon, which I didn't even know.
I have had that unlocked for a very long time.
I haven't even touched it. You unlock it at 500 moons, and I still haven't touched the dark side of the moon, which...
Oh, dude, it's so annoying. I hate that. Mainly because I hate
the gravity.
No, I hate, what are the stupid rabbits called?
The Brutals?
Brutals. I hate Brutals.
They're
dude.
Back?
Brutals. Yeah, dude. You don't know what. So on the dark side of the moon, you have to fight every Brutal in order.
Why do you hate
with
them?
No,
they're so
health.
Easy.
I just hate them.
I mean, they
suck.
Remind me of any other Mario kind of goofy villain.
I just think they're lame as can be. I don't care for them as Mario villains.
I don't like
their designs very much. I think
I prefer them over the Koopalings again.
I don't. I would rather see any Koopalings.
Yeah. It's
or Bowser's kids, whatever. The
it's
kids
a very,
from Mario.
Very good game. I've gone back and I've been cleaning up places, but I'm still leaving like 2-3 moons there because I just can't find them.
Yeah, so I had to start looking a couple up. I also have taken, I haven't wanted to do that, but there's been like a couple where it's like, I don't even get this. And then I look it up and it's so obscure that it's like, I have no earthly idea how I would have ever just figured that out on my own.
Have you taken advantage of Uncle Amiibo?
Yes, I have. And I've also
Toad. I pay 50 coins for Toad. What I do is I find everything I can while using Uncle Amiibo. And then when I get to the last like five or so, I pay Toad and use Amiibo and alternate so I can get it as cheap as possible.
I do too.
And then I talk to the parrot thing.
Because the parrot thing
gives you the
well.
Name, and the name sometimes is like the clue.
Yeah, I do all those as well. I typically get every area down to like 3 to 5 moons left. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm still wandering around, even with the locations given to me, yep. I'm like, screw it. I'll
Peace
just look
out.
This up real quick.
Deuces.
Yeah. Because some of them are, there are seriously some that are like crazy. Where it's like, especially some of the ones where it's like, oh, there's a moon in this like inner location, but it doesn't give you like the specifics of where it is.
Yep.
And then I look it up and find out where it is. And there, I'm like, I would have been running around for 3 hours looking for that. So
it's, that's kind of where I'm at now. I'm just back at the Luncheon Kingdom. I am eager to go back to the Mushroom Kingdom. So eager.
Mushroom Kingdom's real great.
That game, the game is incredible.
It gets how much better do you think it is after you beat it though? Because like it went from like this is like maybe a 9 to like oh my gosh, like this is like
I mean
a 9,
I've been
5,
having
9.7, 9.8, something like that. Like I thought
mean,
it
I've
got
been
so
having
much
an
better
incredible
once you got
time
in.
From the get go. Like it just keeps getting better. It's like remember in Shrek when he's describing like you know that he's an onion. You peel it back and stuff.
Yeah, ogres have layers.
Yep. Well, Mario Odyssey has layers, and it's incredible.
It's really good.
I cannot wait to like finish this game. I guess technically I have enough moons to like get the fight the true final boss or whatever. But I'm just picking away at moons, just running around. Hopping,
yeah, I gotta
jumping.
Remember to go back and do Darker Side myself because I keep thinking about that game. And I'm like, oh, I should probably go back and clean up the moons, and then I'm like, and I should probably also clean up that freaking final area of
the
game.
New,
that
the
I
new
have not
area
done.
In the game that I haven't gone to yet.
Yeah, because I unlocked it like 10 hours of gameplay ago, and still have not
touched
done
it. I haven't touched any of the new areas.
I've just
gone back.
I've decided that I want the next sequel. Though, or the next follow-up 3D Mario game to have Cappy and Flood in it, both. I want them both in the same
Yoshi.
Game.
Just throw all three of them in there.
No, not Yoshi. Screw Yoshi.
No, well, that kind of brings me to a question I had, because I finally decided to watch Dunkey's review of Super Mario Odyssey. I try to watch reviews for games that I like or I'm interested in.
Did you say it's a masterpiece?
He's a masterpiece. 5 out of 5. But he jokes in it. He goes, I am now changing my most anticipated game from Super Mario Odyssey to Super Mario Odyssey 2. Do you think, like Galaxy, we will get a Super Mario Odyssey 2? Or do you think they will just do a new 3D Mario like they've done in the past?
I don't know. That's so hard to predict. Who the heck knows? Like, it's been so long since we've even had Galaxy. I don't know. Like it feels like it should be easy for them to just put together another 10 or 12 locations like this and be like, hey, it's the second one. Similar to like what they did with Galaxy, but I don't know if they will end up doing that. I don't know. It's hard to gauge that. Cause
I could see them doing it because I feel like Odyssey's mechanics have a lot to offer, and I feel like they have a lot more ideas. Like some of those environments, I feel like some of those environments were... obviously on the smaller side, and it's incredible how much they cram into them, but like the Lake Kingdom or the
not my favorite, like the Lake Kingdom.
Link Kingdom is no fun, but I feel like they have more ideas and they could do it in bigger places, and I think it's incredible that they got this game out when they did, and I think now that they maybe have some breathing room that
I think it's been a really long time since Galaxy 2, and even like 3D World, I guess. If
3D World
look
is the last 3D Mario. Has 3D in the name.
Not really, but whatever.
But, I mean, Nintendo's had a pretty killer year.
They really have. I'm interested to see how they follow up with it next year, which is... this is what they... I mean, if there is one story, and I'm sure we'll touch on this one in one of our final episodes of the year. We'll do sort of like a retrospective of how crazy this has been. Maybe even in our Game of the Year episode. But like, the story of this year is like, Nintendo is like...
they're
not
back.
Not a joke anymore. I mean, they're still kind of a joke in some regards.
I
like,
mean,
I mean,
do you remember the way to do party chat is through a mobile app on your phone?
There's still a laundry list of issues that Nintendo has, but as a whole, like, there's just this aura of positivity around them that has not been there in a decade, maybe? Like, very early Wii was the last time I think people were just, like, overwhelmingly like, wow, this is great.
Mid-Wii life. Come on, give the Wii a bit more.
Wii was 2006, so if I say a decade, that'd be 2007. So, like, I'd say people started waning on the Wii around, like, 08, 09.
Yeah.
So it's been close to a decade. So
it's... And lately, I've been thinking about digging my Wii out, because actually I still have it, because it was at Abby's house, so we moved with it. So it's actually here in the apartment, like, to dig out Galaxy and stuff. But then I'm like, but maybe they could just put it on the Switch. Maybe they could do that. That'd be nice. Come on. Please.
Let's, I want to touch on something else real quick. Because I know we've both played it at this point. I also never mentioned this to you. I played Frozen Wilds. I beat Frozen Wilds. Frozen Wilds is pretty good. I played that about 3 weeks
ago. Do you agree with me that it's just like this really beefy side quest?
Yeah, pretty much. It's really fleshed out. I really like it. Looks gorgeous on PS4 Pro. Like, holy shnikes. The snow physics, the snow falling throughout the entire course of that expansion is amazing. Like, it looks so good.
Gonna tell you what, didn't even notice. My favorite snow thing in that game was the crunch, like the crunch under your feet in deep snow. I was like, that's pretty good.
It's so freaking technically impressive. Like, the I've already talked about, like, how happy I was that Kojima decided to pick that engine to
engine I would pick too.
And then when I saw even more of it, especially with like PS4 Pro, because I had not played the game back in February on PS4 Pro. Now going back into it, I was like, holy crap, okay, I'm even twice as excited that he picked this engine for the game, for Death Stranding.
I wish he picked the Dreams engine, but...
You know. Yeah, you can make your own game in Dreams, or what's something, I don't even know. The game's very technically impressive. It's a ton of fun. I don't know if I'll go back to it to get, like, all the trophies and stuff. I originally went into it, like, with that in mind, but we'll see. I don't know. There's just so much else to play. I finished the main story stuff.
That's all you really need. It's fine.
And that's about all I felt like compelled to really do. But it's really fun. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. It's one of the better expansions of this year for sure. It was a fun 2 or 3 days I poured back into that game. Very happy with it. I'm trying to think if there's like anything else I've been playing lately. Probably is. There is one other thing. I've played it for like 15 minutes though, so I really have no thoughts on it, but A Hat in Time I have right now on Xbox.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm in the process of reviewing that process. Like, I really can't play games right now, but I will have a review out for that at some point. And yeah, I don't know. Like, there's not really, like I said, I've played it for like 10 minutes, so I don't really have any thoughts, but I will soon, I guess. I forgot I had that. So I guess that's what I'll be playing this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should probably do that instead of Persona or, you know, a game for fun.
Yeah, I'll bounce into that this weekend because I got to get that review out. But yeah, I've got that right now. And then, I don't know, I've probably been dabbling in a few other things. Mario Odyssey, I guess, is the other one. And we already talked about that. So, but yeah, I've been trying to still play some games to just, like, help myself keep myself a little even keel throughout the week, or else I'm just going to be stressed and climbing up the walls, even though I could just be doing work in those hours that I'm playing games, which is probably dumb, but whatever.
Instead of pulling all-nighters? Yeah. It's smart to do that.
I'll still get all my work done. I'm not that concerned. Let's get into... So, we didn't outline this at the top show, but this is one of our big annual shows that we always do. There's always, like, three or four annual shows that we do around this time of the year. We've got this one, which is going to be our PSX and Game Awards predictions episode, and so we're going to get into those today. We've got Game of the Year coming up, and then we've got, of course, once the start of the new year hits, 2018, we'll do our most anticipated games of 2018. These are kind of always our three close of the year, opening of the year episodes that we always end up doing. And we're still trying to figure out Game of the Year, by the way. I think we've got a tentative date for recording set. I think the last week of December is when we're going to look to push out our Game of the Year episode. So the last Wednesday of the year, which would be the 20. Oh no, it would be, or no, no wait, that's 2018's calendar. I'm sorry. The 27th is when I think tentatively our Game of the Year episode might publish. But stay tuned. We'll keep you informed with that. Keep it locked to your podcast feeds, like, subscribe, blah, 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 all that good stuff. But yeah, that's going to be a fun episode. We'll be doing that with Mario Rivera and Michael Ruiz, and we're mixing it up this year. So it's not just going to be a basic, like, here's my 10 favorite games, even though I still want to do that. I still want us to all list our top 10, but we're going
we'll figure it out.
We're still in the process of figuring out exactly how we want to do it, but we want it to be more
fun,
conversational, and argumentative at the same time about these games. We got to add, I want to add a sense of arguing into it so that we can actually like award certain
games.
What's
going to happen is the three of you are just going to beat me up. It's not going to be nice. Yep.
No Zelda. No Zelda for you, Max. No, we're not talking about that game. But yeah, today we're going to get into Game Awards and PSX predictions. But first, a couple tidbits of news before we get into that, and we'll keep this pretty brief. You mentioned that Curse of Osiris is out. I guess we don't really need to talk about that anymore.
We'll talk about it when we play it.
Yeah, we'll probably talk about it next week.
But
I'm excited for that.
Destiny's
been going through some weird stuff lately.
Bungie's like, in a lot of trouble, and Curse of Osiris isn't going to fix it.
Yeah, people have been kind of punching back at Destiny at Bungie.
They've had a whole rigmarole here lately. Came out, they're like, we're going to communicate better, and there was a whole XP scandal, whatever.
They delayed one of their streams last week, which is
they didn't even delay it, they talked to people. But there is a endgame issue with Destiny 2. It's the reason
Kevin's hardcore, did he bounce off it?
Oh yeah, all him and his hardcore friends have been playing Fortnite, actually. No, Kevin forgot the DLC came out today.
Oh, geez, that's not a good.
That is a problem.
That's a when really indicative sign of
something and forgets that new stuff is dropping. Like we're very casual about this right now. This won't keep us, and won't keep anyone higher up. I'm like middle ground, whatever. Everyone knows that listens to this show. They hopefully will fix it with the second expansion, where there's going to be some more meat, depth to the content.
This is
really
much
just the end game.
This is a basic kind of like a story expansion, isn't it? Where it's going to be like, here's a couple new missions.
It's not even
going to
take 2 hours.
That's what I
figured. It's going to be a breeze. This is mostly quality of life improvements.
I'm hoping it just boosts me to like 305, and that'll be about it. I also
need
the
level's higher now, so.
Let's do the raid this weekend. That's how we'll kick off my graduation of college.
Kevin, I did mention that you wanted to do the raid, and Kevin said it would be the easiest time to do it now because everyone will be back.
Yes, but, let's do the raid this weekend. I'm totally down for that. We should set that up.
All right, I'll talk to Kevin. There will be this is quality life, and quality life isn't going to keep people there. It's just going to make it better for the short time that we're back. I'm okay with
certain
that.
Things like strikes and stuff too. Like I've been keeping up with their blog posts.
Yeah,
and stuff.
The heroic strikes are back.
The changes they're making are all good, but they're so small and
quality
incremental.
Of life. It just makes it more enjoyable.
But over time, like I think if we give the game, I think within 3 or 4 months, like all of these tiny changes will slowly, of course, build up over time. And then it's like, it's going to be very much like Destiny 1, where it's like, this is a maybe not totally different game, but it's like, the amount of small adjustments they've made over the course of the past few months have vastly improved this game from top to bottom. And it's holding my attention a little bit more. This was the same problem that Destiny 1 had, right? Where people bounced off it a lot really early on. And then, of course, as they released more expansions and kind of fleshed the game out a little bit more over the course of the years, then you had the people like Kevin and yourself to a degree, and obviously thousands and millions of other hardcore Destiny fans that's all they played. And I'm sure Destiny 2 will get to that point.
Hopefully
eventually.
To that point, but really that won't happen until the second expansion or the inevitable 2.5. With the Taken King equivalent for this game, which will come out next year. But we'll see.
But I'm still excited to bounce into it for like a weekend or so. Like I've missed that game. That's what sucks is like...
You do. You get this itch. You're like...
I've missed playing Destiny, but there's been nothing to do. It's
I think
like...
I'm
oh,
only
I'll... I'll jump in and get my new guns for the week or whatever, and that'll be about it.
I think I'm 2 or 3 trophies away from the platinum, too. Like, it's stupid easy.
You just have to do the Titan or
Warlock. Which,
in Warlock guns.
Yeah, good luck getting me to do that.
Yeah, I really don't want to do that either, because I could probably easily get the platinum.
It's so easy. All you have to do is get to level, like, 17.
All you gotta do is play the story, but I don't really want to replay that story again.
But it's so easy, because all you have to do is get all the subclasses.
Yep, it's not that hard.
It's just like level 17. Yeah. You don't even have to finish the story. You just gotta. It's the best. One of the best ways to get experience. But you just do that. You're gold, which makes me upset because the plat is so easy to get to, and I really don't want to do it.
Got a raid this weekend, though. That's a good idea.
I'll text him. Can we set up a raid?
That'll be a good way for me to cap off everything.
Cool.
Ease back into maybe some more playing of video games. We'll figure that out. Yeah, we'll figure that out later. As far as obviously we have been gone for 2 or 3 weeks at this point, so there's been
get ready for all the news.
No, we're not covering everything. We're mainly covering things that have happened within the past 24 hours, which includes Mega Man 11 being announced, which, dear God, the 11th game in a series. Is there, I mean, I guess Final Fantasy, there's like 15 of those, and I don't know. It just sounds so weird to say Mega Man 11. Mega Man 11 was announced yesterday. Next year is the 30th anniversary next year? 2018?
Yes. I think it actually is this year. I think it's this year, and they're just celebrating it. But yeah, Mega Man 11's coming out. It's Mighty Number 9.
No, it's not. Don't even say that. It's the freaking same art style. It's 2.5D.
2.5D, so it's Mighty Number 9.
No, it's not.
Mighty Number 9 is back. Go ahead and pre-order to give them your money so you can kickstart this project. Honestly surprised they said late 2018. I was hoping for an early 2018.
I'm not, because, well, you got to think they also padded it out with all of the Mega Man X games that are coming in a collection to PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
And then they've got the Mega Man Legacy collections
that are coming to Switch. So they're padding it out until then. And that's, like, that'll keep Mega Man fans entertained until late 2018. Like, it looks cool, though. Like, somebody mentioned that, hey, this looks like what I thought Mega Man always was when I was a kid. And I'm like, yeah, like, even though the art style is different, it still looks very much like Mega Man. Like, even his animations and the running speed and stuff like that, like, you say it looks like Mighty Number 9, it's just the 2.5D graphics.
I sincerely hope it is good.
I think it will be. Like, I hope it is.
They've got a good team on it. Actually, the director is the guy who did Resident Evil 7.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
So, I mean, if you want someone to reinvent your franchise at Capcom, he'd be the guy, I guess.
Capcom is slowly pulling themselves up by their bootstraps, I think. Like, Resident Evil's back. Monster Hunter is kind of taking this new iteration as well next month when Monster Hunter World comes out. And now you've got a new Mega Man game in the pipeline. Like, they were kind of on that Konami level for a while there, where it's like, dude, you have so many great IP. Why don't you do anything with them? And it seems like they slowly are again, which is really nice. Plus, somebody pointed out to me yesterday that Mega Man's going to be the outlier here, but they have been announcing all these games and then they're out within like 6 or 7 months. Like, they did that with Resident Evil. They're doing it now with Monster Hunter. Like, Monster Hunter was announced in June. It's out next month in January. Like, the turnaround times on these games are quick, and obviously they have been working on it for a really long time.
They did Marvel vs. Capcom. Heard that was good.
That was about... people had issues with that one. But yeah, they did do another Marvel vs. Capcom, which I guess is a franchise that people really like, even though I've heard there's a fair amount of issues with Infinite. But yeah, they're starting to head back in a good direction, I think, as a whole. And then Street Fighter V had its kerfuffle at launch, but it seems like the community surrounding that game is very positive. Sorry.
And the new one's coming out too, the Ultra or whatever.
Well, yeah, the mid...
Arcade Edition. Yeah, which apparently sounds very positive, and a lot of people are looking forward to that. It's got new stuff and everything old, and if you bought Street Fighter V before, you get all of this stuff for free.
Yeah.
So they've really changed the messaging on that game, and it's really
positive. I mean, that's like very much like we were talking about with Destiny. Like, that game had its issues when it came out. Like, a lot of people felt like it didn't felt like it wasn't worth the $60 price tag that was attached to it because it didn't have so many things included with it. It just felt like it came out too early. But now, once we're almost, I guess, 2 years away from the release of that game, they have really turned things around. And I think the community has... I know when it came out, like, there was so many... People had so many complaints with it that I know a lot of people were like, well, I'm just going to keep playing Street Fighter 4 because I don't like what they're doing with 5. And I think most people have finally migrated over to 5 and have accepted that that's where it's at right now. But yeah, Capcom's doing well. Mega Man 11, it's cool to see that announced. Cool to see it all coming to Switch too. Like, that feels like a good platform to play those games. So that might be where I hop on that action.
Yeah,
that, especially for the Legacy Collection, because I've actually been wanting to get the Legacy Collection, but I
got it for like $5 on PS4 back in the day, and I would rebuy both of those. Well, I didn't get the second one, but I would buy both of those for
get the first one for sure on Switch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For Switch, it would feel right at home,
because that's 1 through 6, I believe.
And then yes,
I think 7 through 10. So that seems like a good place to play those. Maybe I'll hop on it there. Last story, which will kind of tie back into PSX stuff, I'm sure, at the end. God of War had a release date posted on its PSN page yesterday in both North America and Chile. Chile, however you say that. I don't know. I'm not.
Chile?
I'm not, yeah, I guess that's how you say it. Both of the PlayStation stores in those territories updated yesterday. Late at night with a March 22nd, 2018 release date.
But Logan, that's a Thursday.
Yeah, that's a Thursday. And so when I saw that immediately, I was like, this is wrong. This has got to be placeholder. This has got to be... Here's the thing, though. So that's such a specific date. Like, if it was March 31st, that's the end of the fiscal year. So that would make sense as like a placeholder date. Like, okay, we got to get it out. You would think they just did that for fiscal year purposes. The 22nd, so specific though, and I did some digging and found that was when the original God of War first came out on PS2 in 2005.
13
so,
years ago.
The 13-year anniversary of God of War would make sense. I don't know. See, that's
it's
a very
odd day. There's also, I don't know if you saw, the art book for God of War is dated for March 15th, which is the week before.
Is usually how those things kind of shake down.
I mean, actually, usually art books come out on the day the game comes out. It's usually how it goes.
Yeah, well,
as an art book consumer,
when I used to work at GameStop, though, we used to get like
you would get that stuff
art
in.
Books and guides in. Well, we used to get them in and put them out, and people would be like, "Oh, cool, is this game out?" It's like, no, the game's not out, but you can buy the stupid art book or guide right now if you want to.
By the guide? That seems kind of wrong.
Yeah, we used to get guides on store shelves before the games even came out, which is weird.
Anyway, God of War could come out. I suspect, as we'll talk here soon, we're going to hopefully get a date for that game here.
That's the one thing. Yeah, that's the one thing I felt like was like a good bet, because that's their big game.
Seems more likely now that they're changing PSN pages.
Well, here's the thing. I always assumed March was the release month for that game. Like, that's
I thought February. I thought a Horizon.
I didn't think February because they have Shadow of Colossus.
That's dated already?
That's February. Yeah, I think like February 10th, maybe.
I didn't know that had a date.
Yeah, it's $40 too. So. I always assumed that because of that, it would God of War would probably end up being March instead.
Happened like right when I got back from the cruise.
That happened during Paris Games Week. They announced that, and I don't think you watched that.
I went back and watched it.
Well, they didn't announce it during the stream, which was really dumb. The way that was a really weird thing, because I was covering
February
that
6th.
They didn't announce that on the stream, but they announced it within the YouTube description of the separate version of the trailer after the conference was over. It was really weird. Like, they didn't plug that at all. I don't even think the trailer said February 6th either. Like, it just like quietly stated it in the description of the video. But yeah, I always assumed because that was February.
That makes sense.
They have Ni No Kuni in January, which is a PlayStation exclusive as well, even though it's not first party. So I figured, okay, there's their January game. February would be Shadow of the Colossus. And then March would make sense for God of War. And then you could do Detroit in April or something like that. And then I'm assuming Days Gone is like a May or June game. That's just a personal estimate for myself.
And then
But yeah, I've always assumed
Spider-Man in July.
No, I don't know. I don't know where I'm at with Spider-Man. We'll talk about that later.
Spider-Man in July. That just sounds good to me. Spider-Man in summer.
Honestly, we'll talk about it later because I have some thoughts about Spider-Man. Not like getting delayed drastically or anything, but like potential release windows. But yeah, I always assumed God of War would be March. So this date, the fact that it lines up with the first one and they're like, and this is a reboot and they're calling it flat out God of War. It's a reboot sequel weird thing, like where it's like follows up after three, but it's,
I mean, yeah, it is a sequel. He's got the huge old abdomen scar.
This is like the Creed.
Do you remember the rumors that it was going to be Egyptian mythology?
Really? That was a thing?
Mm-hmm. God of War almost was Egyptian mythology, which...
Was it... I don't remember that. I always remember hearing Norse. That was all I ever heard.
No. There was Egyptian for a time there. Potential for God, which would have been cool. I think it'd be very coincidental that Assassin's Creed goes to Egypt and then God of War could have gone to Egypt, but... Whatever, Norse fits.
I think you're reading way too much into it there.
No, that's just great minds think alike type thing, because Egypt's really cool.
I thought you meant Sony hit up Ubisoft, and they're like, are you doing Egypt? Because if not, we'll bounce.
No, not at all. I just like, Egypt's a cool place. Two very cool devs make same idea.
Egypt's one of those, I mean, looking at it through the lens of mythology and gods and stuff like that, Egypt is very synonymous with Egyptian myth. And all the different sun gods and stuff they got going on there.
Yeah, so. It's pretty dope. But Norse will be cool. Banking on that Norse Vikings, cool. That History Channel drama.
Do you think this date's right? And I know here's the thing. The Thursday release is the only thing that's holding me up. Like, yep. Everything else is like, oh, this totally makes sense. It's in the month expected. It lines up with the anniversary. All of this makes sense. But why Thursday?
If it was a Friday, I'd feel much better.
Yeah,
but Thursday, I like the idea of a Thursday because you'll get the game Thursday and then you'll have Friday, but then you'll be in the weekend and you in theory would have a weekend to play the game. I think it'll be that Tuesday, which would be the 20th.
I don't know. I could see. Here's the thing. I could see them pushing it out on a Thursday just because it is a very.
But it's the 13th anniversary.
It's such a video game thing to do, though. Like it's just something you could imagine them saying on stage. Like, I feel like we've seen this a thousand times. Maybe not a thousand times, but I feel like we've seen this before.
The 13th anniversary of a series.
I know, but they'll spin it. It's not like it's the specific year. It's more just like, hey, as we reboot God of War, we've assumed. Best way to do that would release it on the same day that it originally
have David Jaffe's blessing, please, David.
I mean, it's still Sony Santa Monica, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean,
it seems right to me. And I brought up to you that they released PSVR on a Thursday, and you're like, oh, that doesn't seem. What'd you say? It seems like apples and oranges.
That's game system versus video game.
It's still a Sony first party product. Both of them are.
Yeah, one is a big system launch, and yeah, game.
How do you justify that on a Thursday? There was no justification for that. At least there's a little bit more with God of War because of the whole stupid anniversary thing.
I guess
there was no rhyme or reason why PSVR released on
Thursday. It's a VR headset.
Just
it can do what it wants.
Hey, Thursday. I don't know. I agree that I think it's
a weird day, but hopefully it.
It's a weird day. Honestly, video games can release on any day. We're just trained for Tuesdays and Fridays. And Sundays if you're Nintendo, and sometimes they do Sundays, or they used to.
And very rarely do they do Fridays, like with Mario.
Yeah.
And Zelda. So, Zelda was a Friday, right? Switch was a Friday?
Zelda was a Friday. Yeah, Switch was a Friday.
Mario was a Friday.
Assassin's Creed and Wolfenstein were Fridays. Because it was that whole...
That was also Stranger day. Things and iPhone Day.
Yeah,
God, the 28th was insane.
But yeah, I don't know. This seems right.
It's going to be good. That is.
I was going to ask you that last kind of, and I guess we could get into it more with the PSX stuff. We'll get into it more with the PSX stuff.
Let's do it.
More just like a.
I think that's the next place we're going. You want to take a break?
Do you want to take a break?
Sure, I'll throw in some catchy music here.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to start with Game Awards, and we'll go into PSX. But until then. Here's whatever music Max decides to throw in. And welcome back to the show, ladies and gents. So here we go. Let's get into it. First off, the Game Awards. Taking place this Thursday, what is it, the 7th, I believe?
Yes.
The 7th of December. They begin at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. Of course, there's going to be a slew of awards. There's always some new reveals. We've already got some teases. We've already got some actual, like, confirmations.
Entry number 6, an insane game series.
That's so obscure. People have no idea what you're talking about.
Most certainly not Elder Scrolls is what people implied it to be.
People are so stupid. We know that we're going to see PUBG's new map. That's one of the few announcements I know that have been confirmed.
The desert map. Which do you think? Well, I guess that just it'll come to
It'll just Xbox. Be a gameplay trailer reveal. Yeah, we'll
but
see
I mean,
that.
When would it come to Xbox? Would it just launch day and date with PC?
I'm not sure. Probably.
Think,
I hope they
is
they
Xbox
get on that.
Crossplay?
No, not yet. But they said they want to get it there. I also think Xbox players would get obliterated.
Oh, we because would because PC
because
players.
I mean, just watching the game
mouse
play,
and keyboard.
Yeah, I'm really interested
would,
to see how the
I would
the
do
UI
it to play with my friend Josh, because he plays.
Yeah, I see. That's the thing. I would like to play with Grant too, because he plays it on PC, so he could play it in his room. I could play it downstairs on the Xbox.
I mean, technically, you could both play it on Xbox, because aren't you guys just like locked together?
I mean, it's on the same TV. I guess we could do picture
do
and
have
picture
two TVs?
Mode on my.
You only have one TV in the entire.
You don't have TV. Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, we just got my nice TV. By the way, quick aside, did I mention this? I don't know if I mentioned this.
That you saved $300?
Yeah, I did mention you that. Told, on yeah. Model Citizens, or maybe just to you guys in passing.
No, I think it was Model Citizens.
But yeah, go listen to that. The Game Awards, though. So let's start. Where do you want to start? Do you want to do actual predictions for
reveals?
The awards themselves, or do you want to do predictions for the reveals?
Let's do the awards themselves and then the reveals, because okay. Then reveals will tie into PSX.
That can work. So obviously there is a bajillion freaking awards at the Game Awards, and not even all of them are shown.
Nope, some are just
the production themselves.
Yeah,
some of them they just slide in there and passively say. So we're going to go through this and choose the ones that we actually think will win.
We don't need to do Game of the Year. That's a lame category.
That's a lame one. We'll swing through here, and we're just going to keep it, I think, tied to games too, because obviously they got stuff like Trendy and Gamer or whatever. Like, yeah. Those are all cool awards, but I don't think there's really much for us to say about them. Let's start here. We'll do this one because I think this is an interesting category. Best indie game. There's Pyre, Night in the Woods, Cuphead.
Wait, I got to scroll down and find it. You're jumping
around.
Yeah,
I'm starting from the bottom up because the awards get bigger the more you scroll up. We've
presented
got
by Schick Hydro.
No, that's something else. That's another award. There's Darn best it. Independent game, and then there's something else which is also related to indie game.
Best debut indie game.
Yeah, so that's what it is. These are just best indie game. And you've got Hellblade, you've got What Remains of Edith Finch, Pyre, Night in the Woods, and Cuphead. Which one do you think wins out of that group?
I've only played one of them, and it's Cuphead, so I would pick Cuphead. I also think Cuphead has
a
pretty good chance.
I've played all five of these games, I guess.
I feel like Cuphead's got a pretty good chance, because I was surprised. IGN nominated it for Game of the Year.
That's not a huge surprise to me. I think that might be on a lot of people's list.
I could see it. I do know, though, that Hellblade has got a lot of great buzz around it. And it sounds pretty powerful. So I can see Hellblade as well. Those would be my two. But since I've only played Cuphead, I'd give it to Cuphead.
So here's the thing, and I'm already going to bring this up ahead of time. It always seems like certain games, there's like, it's like they like to toss awards to a bunch of games. So one game never sweeps a variety of awards. So like, in my opinion, like Cuphead's probably going to win like best art direction. What Remains of Edith Finch might win. Like, I know that's nominated for a couple of other awards, and so is Hellblade. So I'm kind of thinking that Night in the Woods or Pyre might get tossed an award here. I don't know. That's my prediction, is it's one of those two. Honestly, though, it should probably go to Hellblade, because that game is so technically impressive for the size of the team, and the story is amazing, and the combat and gameplay is okay. But I think that's still one of like the standout titles from this year that Yeah, it's just very impressive that that is an indie game. I think it should go to Hellblade, honestly, and I wouldn't be surprised if it won. Mm-hmm. Most anticipated game presented by McDonald's McCafe.
God, his partnerships are amazing.
The Last of Us Part 2 by Naughty Dog. We got Red Dead Redemption with Rockstar, Monster Hunter World, God of War, and then Marvel Spider-Man. Max, the answer is Marvel Spider-Man, but I don't think that's going to win.
No, it won't. The winner will be Red Dead Redemption 2.
The winner will be Red Dead Redemption. Because
if it's not Red Dead Redemption, something's happened where people don't just lose their mind.
Or they just didn't vote enough coming for out. It. Yeah, because what? I mean, if you look back into last year when they announced that game, it was just a red Rockstar logo and it had like 85,000 retweets or
it's
something crazy like that.
How much they love, people love it. So Red Dead will win.
Last of Us is yours and Spider-Man's mine, personally.
Personally, yes, that's where those lie. I could, though, if there was to be an upset, Spider-Man would be the upset, I think.
I think I agree with you, like, just because obviously it's got the Spider-Man.
Last of Us, I think Last of Us is too far away. I almost think God of War is too close, and also I think
Last of Us burned some people too with how brutal that trailer was. Dude, like that seemed like it turned a lot of people. I liked it, but it seemed like a lot of people were turned off.
It was very dark.
I don't see it winning because of that.
All right.
Red Dead's going to win that one.
Red Dead's going to win so easy.
Best multiplayer. We've got Fortnite, Call of Duty World War II, Splatoon, Mario Kart 8, Deluxe, Destiny 2, and PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Okay, so
what is that?
I was reading the description for the award, and it says including co-op, because Destiny 2, I think, is a better co-op game than a PvP game right now. I mean, I've played four of these, technically five, I guess. I
played all of them except for PUBG, which I will play
next week.
Next week, yeah.
I mean,
it's PUBG. Like, that game has...
That will win, yeah. Like, that would be the winner.
That has established a new genre in 2017 for the most part.
My personal vote would be Destiny 2. Quickly followed up by Splatoon 2.
See, here's the thing. Splatoon's not doing enough that's different from Splatoon 1. Neither is Destiny, really. Neither is Call of Duty. And then you've got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which is a port. And then you've got Fortnite, which is a ripoff of PUBG. So PUBG should probably win this one.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you at all. It's just, if I was voting, I'd vote Destiny 2 because the multiplayer experience I think has been the strongest for me
so
this year.
So let me ask you this question. If Jeff Keighley was to come to you and say, hey, Max, I want you to vote for the Game Awards. You have a vote. You have a ballot. Would you vote like with your personal feelings like that? Like, would you vote like objectively, like look at this list and be like,
well,
okay, it's very obviously PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds because of what it's done.
My first thought or question would be, does people on his panel normally play every one of these games? Like, that can't be possible.
No.
So I think I would go with, in my head, I'd go with what I've experienced because that's what I can closely associate with. But there are instances like how we both obviously knew Red Dead would win. Most anticipated game. And like PUBG makes the absolute most sense for this category. I could see myself, depending on the category or the competition within it, like voting toward what is obvious. But generally, I like to vote with what I've experienced because that's something I could, you know,
I can agree with that for the most part. You know, I like to play the more like, oh, what is objectively the one that
like
stands out on this?
Overwatch last year.
Yeah. Like I do that a lot, but there's, I think I agree with you to an extent where like certain categories I think I could be more prone to voting like based on personal experience or feelings, whereas other ones it just depends on like what's up for nominations, I think, in given categories. And like this one, it just seems so obvious that PUBG should win this category.
Yep. No, we're on the same page.
We're going to skip some genre stuff. We've got like best fighting game, best sports game, best strategy game, all that stuff. Best RPG, blah, 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 blah. We're going to skip through all the genre-based stuff.
Best family game?
Best family
which
game?
Sorry. Actually, three of the five have Mario on the cover.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then the other is Sonic.
Four, yeah, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Sonic and Mario fighting. It's like 1996 all over again. Yeah, we're going to skip some of the genre stuff just because it gets a little bit too in the weeds.
All right.
Unless you want to do, like, I don't know. Is there
was
any
Final
that
Fantasy
really...
Final Fantasy 15 this year?
So I don't think it... No. Or no, that was last year, but I don't know if it
Why
made...
Why is it in the, role-playing game then?
I don't know if it made the cut. It was, like, very, very late November. Like, and if it's late enough, I know they don't include it because, like, three
so
or four...
Like the, it's like three, a fiscal year, but it's the Game Award.
Well, you got to think they announced the nominations for this, like, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago? And there was still certain games like... Like Battlefront wasn't out before they announced nominations. There was a couple things that like weren't
Xenoblade. Out. Xenoblade wouldn't have been out.
Xenoblade wouldn't have made this cut. So yeah, anything that doesn't make that cut before they announce nominations
that's
gets
kind
rolled
of,
one year.
That's kind of funny. It
kind so,
of
yeah,
sucks.
Got like Final Fantasy 15 up for best role playing game and stuff like that.
I mean, best action adventure game just because I've played most of those. Best action. Yeah, I mean, we can skip this stuff.
I don't know. It gets so in the weeds, like best action adventure. Like, and I
best handheld game is Metroid: Samus Returns. All right, let's go. Continue. Find
best
the next
handheld
category.
Game. I don't understand how nothing on Switch could be considered for that. Best mobile
that
game.
That is a very. It's a gray area. Because yeah, technically, you know what this category would be then if you could include that? It'd be Zelda and Mario.
It'd yeah.
Throw Skyrim in there for heck.
The one I have, like, I'm just curious what you think. Like, they have best ongoing game here. I'm, like, casually interested to see what wins this one because they've got Warframe, Rainbow Six Siege, Overwatch, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, Destiny 2, and Grand Theft Auto Online up for this.
Not gonna lie, after watching NoClip's documentary yesterday, Grand Theft Auto better win this.
Yeah, that was really
it's
good. That was a really good piece
flipping
by Danny.
Real. How long this game has lasted.
Well, the other thing too, like I mean, I just wrote a news story about this like an hour ago. Rainbow Six Siege passed 25 million lifetime players earlier today.
Oh,
that's
Rainbow Six is kind of
nutty.
It's one of the biggest underground kind of games. Like it came out to like meh.
Yeah, it flopped. Now it kind of like they were like super disappointed with it when it came out, and then over the course of 2016 it just like built up boomed. Into this giant behemoth.
My roommate Abby, she plays this. My friend Josh, who was my roommate, plays this game a lot. It is a very big game in the PC community. It's pretty cool how that game is
like,
really kind of made
it's
a
like
comeback.
Here it's like one of the most technically impressive shooters out there.
It's pretty hardcore.
Hey, Grant is here.
Oh,
he's home from work.
Hi, Grant. Home for work. Papa's in the house. A boat.
Warframe's also been like super impressive to me.
That was a that a PS4 launch game?
Yeah, it was, and then it has built up into this like totally different thing that is like not even close to being representative of what it was back in 2013. I've seen some of Warframe. It looks really cool. I'm like interested in trying it out, but of course there's too many games. I think Overwatch will probably win this category,
screw that. GTA.
I think it's probably deserving of it too. Like they've added so much good content to that game and
what
free content too.
So much good content.
They've
just
added like
new characters and a couple
new
characters
maps. And new maps and stuff like that. It's all
I mean,
free though.
So is GTA.
I mean, yeah, I guess
GTA
I mean,
is
there's
all
some
free
paid...
because people pay lots of money in that game.
Yeah, they do. They have a lot of whales in GTA. I don't know. It's I don't know. I really don't have a. I don't really have a horse in that race, but just kind of casually interested in it. Games for impact. This is kind of like the. Yeah, it should probably be Hellblade. I think it should definitely be Hellblade.
I've played none of these games, but what I've heard, Hellblade is deserving.
Hellblade's like totally deserving of winning this award. We've also got Night in the Woods, Life is Strange Before the Storm, What Remains of Edith Finch, Bury Me My Love, and Please Knock on My Door. Up for awards. I think it should definitely be Hellblade. I haven't obviously played all of these, but Hellblade got me thinking about mental health a little bit more after I finished it. So that's I definitely think you should take home. What Remains of Edith Finch, though, is also really good.
Michael said you were going to buy it for me.
Life and Death. I will buy it for you right after this show if you want me to. I'm not even joking. Want it?
You said I have to play it, and I'm, yeah.
I think you need to play it before Game of the Year. I think it is one of the most impactful.
Should I play it with Abby?
Games I've played this year. Yeah, it's, she'd probably enjoy it. I, like, seriously,
it's not,
dude,
long,
it might
be, right?
It's maybe 2 hours.
Oh yeah, we could sit down one evening and knock it out.
Like, no joke. I'm still obviously putting my thoughts together on my own year end list and how I feel about some stuff. Edith Finch is probably in my top five.
That's kind of crazy. So, I gotta really sit down and work through.
It's really special, dude. I really, really thoroughly enjoyed that game. It's like one of those experiences that, like, I've mentioned this a couple other times with some other games, but it's like one of those things that, like, it was such like a heartfelt experience, like in the moment, that I really never want to replay it, because it would feel kind of like disingenuous almost to like go back into that. So yeah, Edith Finch is a good game. I'll buy it for you right after this. That's fine. Best performance.
The Hellblade girl, from what Hellblade. I've heard.
Melina Jurgens should totally win this category. Yeah, I prefer her role as Senua, from Hellblade. Laura Bailey as Nadine Ross from Uncharted. We've got Claudia Black as the chick who sells you dust in Destiny 2. No, just kidding. She's up for it. As Chloe Frazier from Uncharted as well. We've got Brian Bloom, who plays BJ Blazkowicz from Wolfenstein 2, and then Ashley Birch from Horizon Zero Dawn as Aloy. If I was going to rank these, I would say Melina Jurgens first, Ashley Birch second is Aloy.
Really?
I didn't
really care for like her delivery or performance all that much.
She was great, dude. I thought she did a really, really good job in that role. And that character stands out 10 times more to me than Nadine does, who is dead last, even though Laura Bailey's performance is obviously good, but...
I mean, yes, she's a way more interesting character than Nadine. Like, I will give you that, but...
The writing has to coincide with the performance in these for me, like, which I know is like... hard to do, like, which you probably shouldn't be judging their performances based on the writing, but it's hard to distance yourself from them at times.
I see their performance. I like, for me, again, this is based off what I've played, which leaves me with just the three PlayStation exclusives. So I would put Chloe, so Claudia Black, up first, and then Aloy, and then Nadine.
You should really play Hellblade as well. Hellblade and like Edith Finch, right? There's three games you have not played that I really think you need to spend time with, and it's Hellblade, Edith Finch, and Wolfenstein 2. Like, those are the
three. I own Wolfenstein.
I know, and I think you should sit down and play it for a couple.
Kevin's borrowing it right now.
Like, those are the three that I'm like, before we record our Game of the Year stuff, I really want you to spend time with those. I will purchase Edith Finch for you so you can do that. You need to do a little bit of Wolfenstein 2. I'd say at least get to... There's a moment halfway into Wolfenstein 2 where it's just like... I can't even say anything. It's just, if you get to like that halfway point, then you will understand. I think those are like the three you still need to check out.
Yeah.
Melina Jurgens should probably win for that, though. What's crazy is like Melina Jurgens was just a video person within that company. You know that, right? No. You know her. Do you know her story at all?
No, I really don't know the story of this game at all.
She was a video editor within their company, and they're like, okay, we need somebody to just like stand in and do some like performance capture stuff so we can have something to work with before we get an official actor in this role, blah, 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 blah. She did such a good job, she ended up getting the role herself, and they're like, wow, you're amazing at this. We're just sticking with you. So she's not even like a performance artist by trade. Like, that was not her job within the company.
Okay.
Which is kind of crazy.
That's kind of cool.
So, and I think because of that, not only do I think she gave the best performance, but with that little like story. Backstory behind it, yeah, I think it's even more impactful and kind of crazy when you realize that. Best audio design, if Hellblade does not win this.
Again, I've heard Hellblade.
Yeah.
Based off what I've played, though, I would give it to Zelda.
Because
I've played the rest of these, and I would Zelda would be my pick.
I'd even put Destiny ahead of it, honestly.
Sound design? Maybe soundtrack, but not sound design.
Guns sound really good, dude, in that game.
Oh, yeah, like a bunch of...
They're up there with, like, Battlefield 2.
Good, but...
I think they're up there. It's up there with the Battlefield franchise's, like, best, like, audio in a shooter. So... But yes, right. Hellblade should win that. Best score?
Good luck, Logan.
Here's the... Okay. I'm going to cross off. Here's the thing, and we're going to go back to what I mentioned before with like other categories will win certain things, and I think that others need to get recognized. Because of that, I think Destiny, Cuphead, Mario, and Zelda will have already won things for other categories, and they're going to want to recognize Nier and Persona in some way, because I don't know if either of those two are going to win anything. Would not be shocked to see Nier win this one.
I have not listened to any of it, so...
It's real. Well, the fact that I'm saying that in...
I think I'm getting it for Christmas, so...
Nier and Persona are both stellar, dude. Like,
I mean, you don't have to tell me about Persona. I know, yeah, Persona's good.
Persona is great too. I think it's gonna be one of those two. I'll say Nier for the goal of just predicting something here. Best art direction. Persona, interesting. It's gotta be Cuphead, dude. I'm sorry. Like, Persona's good, yes, but it's in the same stylistic vein of anime. We've seen like stylistic things similar to Persona before, and I get that it's still super stylish, but
it is the sexiest game ever.
I still think Cuphead wins. I think this is the category that Cuphead wins hands down. Like, it probably will.
I could, like, Cuphead is the very obvious.
They had to like hand animate all of it too. I know. Like, they I agree that Persona is like stunning. Like, I'm so excited to play the game. A lot of the reason because of the art direction, how stylish it is. But I've never seen anything like Cuphead at all in a gaming space. Like, there's like things I could draw a comparison to with Persona, but yeah, I don't know. Should probably win. Best narrative.
I've only played one of these, and actually it's my favorite narrative I've played this year, so Horizon Zero Dawn would be my vote.
I have played all of these. So we've got Wolfenstein, Horizon, Nier Automata, Hellblade, What Remains of Edith Finch. For the sake of me saying this, I have not finished Nier, and I know Nier supposedly like turns itself on its head once you get into the later endings of that game, so I can't really consider that one because I haven't finished it. Honestly, for me, it's Wolfenstein. Like, and that's saying something because I like all of the other narratives that are on this list. Wolfenstein's so wacky, dude. It's so good. Like, the game goes to so many insane places, but also has like this strange emotional, like, that game made me just as emotional at times as like Edith Finch did, which is crazy to say in a game where you're just like killing Nazis so flippantly and like it's so insane. But they do this weird thing where they balance the seriousness with the wackiness, and I think it works so well. And like,
we'll see how it shakes out.
I would vote Wolfenstein on that one. Best game direction, dude, I don't even know. Like,
so we've got Wolfenstein 2, Resident Evil 7, Breath of the Wild, Odyssey, and Horizon Zero Dawn. I would give it to Zelda. I think the direction and like design of that game is impeccable.
Yeah, I think Resident Evil does a really good job with it too. By the way, you never beat Resident Evil. You lost that bet.
I don't know what we actually bet, but I did lose. Were you at all worried when I actually picked it back up and was like pushing through?
No.
Darn it.
No. Not at any point.
I'm digging it. Like, I was having a good time. The game is stressful.
I think that game's really consistent throughout. Obviously, you get to some stuff later on that's kind of...
I hear there's a boat.
Yeah, there's like somewhere. A boat section that mixes some things up. That's like the only really... That's really the only part where I think it strays from the tone of the rest of the game for like maybe an hour or so. But other than that, like, I think it's so super consistent throughout. It's probably Zelda. Zelda will probably win this one.
Real quick, though, speaking of Zelda, two things. Do you think the DLC, which has been confirmed to have a dungeon in it, do you think it's going to be another beast like a dungeon where it's I hope not too. Or do you think it'll be traditional?
I hope it's traditional.
I hope it is too, because I think they could do some really cool stuff with that.
I didn't care for honestly, the beasts are like my least favorite part of that game.
Yes, they are. And when you, especially when they help there's out during cool the things. Final boss, like when there's they did cool- that, I was like, oh, really?
Yeah, there's some cool things in that game, like the fact that you can like adjust, like all of the beasts can adjust themselves and like it affects the location. Like, that stuff's cool, but I don't know. It's just so closed off compared to everything else. All right, and we're getting the tweets from Alex O'Neill.
Alex just now is free.
At the same time, Alex O'Neill is joining the podcast. No, he'll probably be on next week.
Do you want me to ask him?
No, it's fine. We got to wrap up here.
No,
soon.
I mean for next week.
Oh yeah, yeah. He said next week it is. That's what he messaged me.
Oh, he was. Oh,
yeah,
he was
we'll
messaging
do
you.
We'll do it. Yeah, we'll do it next week. What's okay. That? He'll be on next.
Other thing soon. About Zelda, just super quick. I've been waiting to buy the DLC pack for the second expansion.
I already have it.
But I'm partially thinking about buying it now so I can try hard mode or master mode as it's called now, and like
while you wait for the Force or not the Force Awakens, the Last Jedi for 10
like
hours.
Just sink my teeth into that game a little bit more right before the end of the year. I thought about it. I was like, man, that game was so good.
Nah,
and
don't
then
do it.
The last section.
Game of the year. What do you think wins?
What do I think wins?
Yeah, don't get into what do you your personal stuff. We'll save that for our own. What do you think wins? I say Zelda. Zelda's gonna win.
Yeah, for me, it is a tear between like, and when I say for me, I mean what I think would win.
Yeah,
Zelda,
yeah, sure.
Zelda or Mario, and I think Zelda wins out.
I think. Honestly, like I mean, again, going with the whole like, oh, what game had the biggest impact this year? I would love to see PUBG win because I have not seen a game have that large of an effect in a single year on like gaming. To see so many other larger companies like pivot and be like, we got to do this thing now. Like Call of Duty is totally going to have a battle royale mode at some point in it. They're already about to test it over in China. I think this battle royale game mode is going to be a constant in the industry for like the next 5 years. Like there's always going to be some iteration of this. That said, you can make an argument that what Zelda did for open worlds is also just as important and just as compelling. So I think Zelda's going to win. That's my pick, I guess. Yeah, what else Zelda. Is there? Zelda, Mario, PUBG, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Persona 5. All those are like super deserving. Like anything on this list could win, and I'd be like, yeah, like I'm not going to argue with you there. And that's just kind of how the craziness of this year's been. And then like even then, like people are still like, where's Nier Automata, and why didn't Resident Evil get nominated? And like this, like any of these could win, and it's like, yeah, okay, I understand that. Zelda's gonna win though.
Zelda
will take it home.
God, that's a great game.
Predictions. Predictions for the announcements themselves. What do you think we see? What do you think is coming up here in the pipeline? I don't know. What do you think happens? I can give you my first prediction, which is probably one you'll have as well. I've been really thinking they're going to delay the Zelda DLC into 2018, but it would totally make sense for them to just show it off Thursday. New trailer. Zelda DLC part 2 out next week, or mm-hmm. the new dungeon and all that stuff.
Yep.
So, and I could see that happening. I could see
Nintendo. Nintendo's been tweeting up a storm about these game awards, and I don't know if it's
also as every other.
I don't know if it's because they're a company and they're supposed to be. They have a lot of stuff nominated, and they're really proud, or the fact that they got some stuff they're gonna show. And
well, obviously, show something. They always do it here, but I think the Zelda DLC is a safe bet. If this rumored direct in January is a thing, then I don't think we see. Like, there's going to be nothing insane here. Like, oh, first Metroid Prime 4 gameplay footage.
That's my hope. That's my pie in the sky.
They'll save that for their own time, I think. They don't want to.
I don't know.
There's so many other things that. Here's the other thing, though. There's
could
so
they,
many.
Could they announce that Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze is coming to the Switch?
That would be a terrible announcement. Save that for direct for sure. I think the Zelda DLC seems like
a safe.
It'll get people excited. It'll be an
intense. They announce Super Mario Odyssey 2 DLC expansion.
Yeah, they'll win the award for Game of the Year and announce that on stage at the same time. I wonder if what's his name is going to be there, Miyamoto.
I don't know. I assume Reggie.
I assume Reggie will be there too. It'd be cool
because he lives a couple states just north of them.
Yeah, but Miyamoto, what's he doing? What's he got going on? He's just rich and he created Zelda and Mario.
I guess, whatever. That's a pretty safe one.
What I else? Mean, I got another one.
Yeah.
It's like a super, super, super safe one, which actually I think this one is a virtual guaranteed lock, as crazy as that is to say. Something Death Stranding's happening, obviously.
You think so?
Have you seen Guillermo del Toro, Norman Reedus, and Hideo Kojima are all presenting at this show? So yeah, and Hideo Kojima is like you said, tweeting up a storm like, oh, make sure you watch the Game Awards. So yes, something Death Stranding is totally happening.
Please,
it's been a
just it's shut been up o- about it and make it already.
It's been over a year since we've seen anything, since we saw that last trailer. They passed it up. They didn't do anything at E3.
Gosh, yeah, remember when it...
We're going to see something.
Remember when people figured out the trailers like lined up when the baby disappeared and appeared? It's like crazy.
Yeah, dude, I hope we get more of it. I just want another trailer, dude. Just give us more trailers, please. Hideo's also was seen hanging out with Mads Mikkelsen like 2 or 3 days ago. He's been hanging out
with Vegas
recently, too. Something Death Stranding is happening this week. Like, there is way too much going on. Did you read yesterday? I reported on this over at DualShockers, but Guillermo del Toro was doing an AMA on Reddit for his new movie,
The Shape of Water.
Yeah, and somebody asked him like, "Hey, tell us about Death Stranding." And obviously, he could be easily lying here, but he said, "I know nothing." He said,
"I believe that 100%." He went in for capture, and he's gone.
He went in for a capture, and he left. And that
I
was
believe
it.
That 100%. He's not a part of the project. He's just his likeness is used in the game.
He said he keeps asking Kojima, but he like won't tell him anything.
I believe that. And how crazy is it that people just like can hit up Kojima and be like, "Hey, how's your game going?"
Dude, him leaving Konami is like the coolest thing that has ever happened. Like in the moment that was such a dire thing, but now that we're like 2 years from it, it's like, holy crap, this is so cool. I'm glad that happened. Like this is
Kojima
like,
on the loose.
Like he's always leaned into the wacky stuff like in his actual games, but now he's doing it in his life. Development process, and it's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But what will it be? Will it be just another CG
It'll
trailer?
Be another trailer. There's no way gameplay is shown.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Mainly because that's a PS5 game. But
it is.
I hope it's another cool trailer with more catchy music and.
I can't wait to buy a PS5 in 2019.
Weird garbage, dude. There's gonna be so much weird stuff in this game. I'm so excited for it. That's a safe one. I have another one as well.
Yeah.
Unless you have one that you want to get.
The only one that's kind of popped up in my head right now is we see more footage of King of Cards or the King Knight expansion.
Oh, yeah, Shovel Knight.
Because they showed off Spectre of Torment.
That seems like one of those like safe ones. It's like of a lesser.
Throw the trailer up and it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Because that's supposed to come out next year. And
As far as like smaller things go, I'm wondering if we see something like. I'm thinking something Telltale, but that studio's also been going through a rough patch over the past month with layoffs and stuff like that. I could see either a new Walking Dead trailer.
Season 4 or Wolf Among Us.
Final season. Yeah, I could see one of those two showing up there. That wouldn't be a huge shock to me. But again, like that studio is going through a lot of turnover right now. I don't know really what the state of the company is and whether
they're
ready
to
show anything. They laid off like a third of their staff or something crazy
because
like that.
Because it's that environment of crunch is unsustainable.
Yeah,
and they really need to hone down and focus and release their new engine.
I don't even think it's as much the engine. I think they just need, like, they have way too many projects going on at once. Like,
it's Minecraft,
Batman,
Guardians, Walking Dead, Wolf Among Us.
Yes, yeah, they have way too much going on at once. I wouldn't be surprised to see like Wolf Among Us get like pushed to like way latter half of 2018. But we'll see. My big prediction, I guess, big in quotes, I guess, like if there's one thing, like if there's an announcement at this thing that everybody's going to come away from and be like talking about, because the Zelda DLC and the Death Stranding stuff is like, that's like those are solid predictions that I think are like 80% sure to happen. If there's one like that is not on the docket, and this is just me off the cuff guessing something, I think we finally see Rocksteady's new game. I think that is it's been 3 years since Arkham Knight, right? Going on 4 because it was 2015.
I think.
They have got to be well into development on whatever the heck they're making, and it seems about time to show that off. I feel like they've shown things before at the Game Awards, if I'm correct. And I don't know, like, I just, like, that is, like, there's a couple developers that we've been talking about for a while now where it just seems like, yeah, now is the time that they would show something. I felt like Sucker Punch was one of those that everybody for a long time was like, yo, we're going to see whatever the heck they're working on very soon because it has been so long.
Now I feel like,
I feel like Rocksteady is also in that territory where it's been like, they've very obviously been working on something for a long time. Like, we have got to see what that is, like, sometime very soon. I think it's going to be a DC game as well. Like, obviously, they'll stick with that license that they're allowed to work with from WB.
Remember when there was that rumored Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game from them?
Yeah, and then there was also the rumored new Batman game or whatever. I don't know if it was from them, but Jason Schreier talked about that like with this time.
It was E3. It was leaking around E3, right?
No, it was this. It was exact time. It was Game Awards.
Game Awards. Like, wasn't it like a Robin game or something?
Yeah, it was like Batman's
Drake or something.
Damian Wayne. Yeah. Damian game.
Rocksteady's really good. Really good guess. You know, I haven't really thought about a lot of the reveals of the Game Awards, so I'm kind of on.
They seemed a little bit lessened last year. It seemed like it was like a lesser announcement slate, like
because I don't see.
I don't think the Game Awards in the past couple years, like,
do you
there
think,
has been
do you
like,
think Sony shows anything? And if so,
no,
what?
No,
like, because
no,
PSX
no.
is the
if
next
any,
day.
If anything, that might be where the God of War. I wouldn't be surprised to see the God of War release date at the Game Awards, and then maybe the next day be like, hey, don't forget PSX tomorrow. Watch our stream. We'll have more cool stuff.
Throw
to
God
show.
Of
wink,
War
wink,
trailer
wink,
up
wink.
With the date at the end.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to see if. Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe they hold all the cards until 24 hours later because that probably makes more sense.
It's an interesting thing they do. But
I don't know. Rocksteady is the one that like I'm kind of going out on a limb on, sort of.
Red Dead?
No. Rockstar does everything on their own.
I know they do it all on their own. But, you know, Jeff?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think even the great Jeff Keighley could pull them out to do something. But I could be wrong. That'd be nice to see some Red Dead.
I got it. I know exactly what Sony's going to show. Agent.
Yeah, right. Shut up.
Agent's back.
And with that, we're moving on to PSX. PSX is interesting this year because obviously they did their big blowout conference with Paris Games Week a few weeks back in October. So they're doing something this year called PlayStation Presents instead, which is still a presentation thing of sorts, but it's not going to be a normal PSX press conference that we've had within years past. Off the top, they have said that Ghost of Tsushima and Dreams will both be seen at PSX. This is kind of I don't really want to do predictions for this one as much. No, like, hard predictions, more just like, what do you think they're actually going to do with this? Because it sounds way more conversational, too. Like, Sean Layden, I know, is going to be there. But they also said Greg Miller is going to be on stage. It sounds like something where they're, like, have a couch.
Which panel are you talking about?
They're opening their Friday night one. This is,
really?
Yeah, Greg is going to be there Friday night. It sounds like a very conversational thing, almost.
It's a live episode of PS I Love You?
Yeah, it sounds like where he might just be out like chilling on a couch, and they just might be like, "Here's the developers."
I don't know.
Remember
when they did the Final Fantasy 15 thing? Greg and Tim hosts. It could be crazy.
It sounds like it's going to be way more.
Whoa! Kingdom Hearts 3. What am I doing? Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to be at the Game Awards. All right, back to PSX.
It won't. But holy crap, that game is next year.
It's supposed to be. My time has come.
Man, next year's dude. Next year's
I'm gonna be so happy when I can spend an ungodly amount on some dumb statue. I cannot wait.
Spider-Man and Kingdom Hearts next year. Jeez. Plus Red Dead and God of War and all kinds of other stuff. Holy smokes. What do you think this PSX thing is actually going to be? Like I said, I assume we will see first gameplay of Ghost of Tsushima because they are really pushing that hard. I'm curious what the release window is for that because they haven't really talked about it. I would assume 2019. It's definitely not 2018, or it seems like they would announce it way long time ago. But they've been in development on this for a real long time, and I think it's obviously going to be polished enough that they can show some in-engine gameplay. So I think that's I think that's a safe bet, so we can get a better idea of what that game is like. Dreams we're hearing about. Here's my bold prediction for Dreams.
It's a VR game.
Well, I think it'll have VR capabilities. Yes. I think that beta is going to stealth drop that night.
Ooh.
That's the beta they said was going to come out early this year?
No, in 2016. And then it got pushed to 2017, and then they stopped talking.
I think that game just needs to come out.
I feel so bad about Media Molecule, dude.
They are done. They are the next studio to close.
Yep. After they push this out or whatever happened, they're closing, I feel like. And that sucks, because Little Big Planet was great, and so was Tearaway. Like, I like that studio, but they got way... I don't know what this game is, and we have known about it.
We're going to find out.
For how long? 2013? Was that it? Did they show it off at the PlayStation 4 presentation event? Like, originally? I think so. Wow.
That's so bonkers. Five
years, and I still don't really know what this game is. That's not a good sign. That's going to suck.
But we will...
I think that beta stealth drops. Okay. Shadow drops on that night or that weekend.
We get a trailer. I actually think gameplay in God of War 8.
So you think it's at PSX?
Well, you know what actually might happen? Trailer at Game Awards, gameplay at PSX.
Yeah.
Because we've only gotten two gameplay clips, that meaty reveal, and then they showed off just like a little bit at Paris Games Week. Mm-hmm. So I could see some more gameplay there.
Yeah. I think God of War is the safe one to where we see more of. I really think they're going, like, there's a lot of games that are close-ish, like, that we're also...
I want a Detroit date.
I don't think that's happening. And I also don't think a Days Gone date's happening. I think they can sit on those a bit longer. God of War's the one I think they're... I agree. But I think as long as they continue to say it's spring, then that's fine. God of War, I think, is going to be the centerpiece, or not the centerpiece necessarily. It's going to be one of the big ones that they really beat the drum on, because it looks
it's the closest great. And it's the
it's cool it looks great. Again. Yeah, it's the closest one that is their biggest next first party game. So I really think they're going to. Plus, it's God of War and it's PlayStation experience. Like, if you're in the crowd at a PlayStation conference, like, there's a good bet you like yourself some Kratos. So they could get the crowd to pop by talking about God of War a lot, I think, more so than they ever could Detroit. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, yes. I'm excited.
But
I'm
also
excited
you have Detroit, to think, though, this is the PlayStation hardcore.
It is.
And I think giving a date for Detroit would be really good. That game has been talked about for a long time. And they showed off a really cool, rivaled with Last of Us for most uncomfortable trailer at Paris Games Week.
Yeah.
I think that game should be really close.
I just don't think we get a release date. I mean, that's just a gut feeling I have with it. I think they might talk about it, but I don't think we do. What I do think we see, though, is Days Gone. And
yeah,
mainly,
that was a notable absence from Paris Games Week.
It was a no-show from Paris Games Week. And if they're going to continue to say it's early half of... Or I don't know if they've said specifically
they
what
haven't.
Quarter. I've always been under the impression that that game was somewhat far along, and that it would probably be like early 2018.
I'd hope it's far along.
I would hope it's out before like June or July.
Ben's last game was Golden Abyss.
Yeah.
Like, I hope this game is far along.
I think we see Days Gone because it was notable.
Again, that's the place to show it. PlayStation Hardcore. I don't think we get anything from Naughty Dog except potential things at the panel, and most of that would just be discussion, not new footage or anything.
Yep, I agree.
Nothing Naughty
reveal,
Dog.
I don't know if they'll reveal Laura Bailey's character or not, but during that panel. That would be the big quote-unquote reveal of the weekend if they do reveal anything. We're not getting any more gameplay.
We're not getting a date. We're not getting footage. We're not getting gameplay.
That'll be... I think we'll start to gear... I mean, gameplay's...
It'd be flipping crazy if we got a gameplay demo.
I think that trailer they showed a couple weeks ago was
months ago.
I guess late October. I think it's indicative of that. Yeah, they're still holding the card. It's pretty close to their chest because that trailer had nothing to do with Ellie or Joel or anything else. So they're they're still in the process of trying to swerve.
I mean, that
game's
not coming out for another 2 years at least. So
yeah, it's 2019 at the earliest. So I think they can hold their cards.
You and I have always said we don't want more, but they keep giving it to us. And gameplay would be cool.
Yeah, I agree.
See that? That beefed up engine in action.
The big one, then, obviously for me, Spider-Man. You think we see anything? 2018 is still the release window for that game. Sean Layden has hinted that it's the first half of 2018 as well.
Mm. If anything, if we see anything, we get just a date. I feel like that last trailer they showed was a pretty, like, final trailer. Like,
I mean, I'm fine with seeing, like, as much of this game as they want to show me. So whatever they want to do is fine with me. The thing I was thinking of, and obviously this is going to be left up to Sony and not Marvel, or I'm sure they can work together on this, but, Infinity War's out in May. So if it is first half of the year,
you think they would line those two up?
Not day and date, but
just close
enough.
People
go see Infinity War and they're like, wow, I really love the Marvel stuff. I wonder if there's any good Marvel video games. Like, it's no different than what they do with Star Wars. Like, wow, The Last Jedi is so stellar. I would love to play a Star Wars video game.
Did you just say stellar for a space movie?
Yeah. I mean, if Marvel wants to maximize
excitement,
then if it is first half of 2018, then I think May or June would be good for Spider-Man.
How dope would it be if it came out in June? Is your birthday a Tuesday this year?
We can look real quick. If it came out on my birthday, it's just me weeping.
My birthday is a Tuesday this year.
No. Oh, but my birthday is a Friday.
Yeah.
There we go.
Friday, I mean, so we're both in the running.
There we go. Weekend release. Let's do it.
On Thursdays, then anything's possible.
Here's the thing with Spider-Man. If we see anything, it will be in this opening conference because they don't have any panels for it. They don't have anything else.
Opening. And, so you know, Greg is a huge Spider-Man fan.
He's a huge fan of everything Sony puts out. But, yeah, he is a huge Spider-Man fan.
All right. Yeah. I think it's going to be pretty... relax.
I think the big things, God of War will take center stage and they'll do a release date for that. And then I think they're also going to, spend a ton of time on Ghost of Tsushima, dude. Like, that
I hope
seems
so.
Like
that game sounds dope.
Yeah. It's, I mean,
and you know what it is?
I didn't know what it was. I was like,
it's also an original IP.
Yeah. So
a brand new one.
I think they're really going to want to flesh that out. I think they'll want to show gameplay for that. I think they'll want to get people excited for that. Sucker Punch is like one of their marquee studios. I mean, it might be their marquee studio right there alongside Naughty Dog. Like, those are, that's 1A and 1B for them in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Santa Monica's up there too.
That was what was holding me back. And Polyphony.
Yeah, I guess. GT Sport was kind of.
But it sells. It sells so well, though.
Yeah.
And I really want to try that game out in VR.
VR.
Like, that game, what I played of that little beta or whatever, that game's polished like nobody's business.
Maybe if they do anything Spider-Man related, it could be at Game Awards. Because while it's still an exclusive first-party game, it is Insomniac, who's a third-party dev. Like, maybe it would make more sense to do that there rather than at PSX. And then you could just keep it to only first-party offerings at PSX. Even though they rolled out the red carpet for Hideo Kojima last year and...
They're like, we bought him. We own this man.
Yeah. It's so weird to me. Like, I was thinking about it yesterday. Like, he has talked openly and in panels about Death Stranding a lot. Like, he has talked so much about that game, and we still know pretty much nothing.
Which is to be expected, because...
He's just like, oh, there's some ropes, and you'll have a... I've been thinking a lot about sticks, you guys, and how you can fight with a stick. It's like, Hideo Kojima, what are you talking about?
He thinks about the craziest stuff.
That game, I'm so excited for that, but we're not going to see that. Spider-Man might make sense during the game more tomorrow. I think about it. I could see that more than I think I could during their opening presentation. But we'll see. Everybody... lose their minds if it showed up at that opening presentation. That's what I'm thinking too. Like, especially
since
I was
I really hope a lot of these games get dates. That is really Sony's. My biggest complaint with Sony is they announce all these cool games and they're years and years away, and we're really close to quite a few of these games. And I think if they just go boom, 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 these are like even the months, man, just like a tighter window.
They won't. And that's what I'm saying, too. Like, release dates are like the last big thing you announce for a game, really, before it's launched. Like, that is like one of the final things you do when, like, in the whole marketing cycle of a game. So to do God of War makes sense. I don't think it makes sense to do, like, God of War, Days Gone, Detroit, and Spider-Man, like, all at once. Like, I think they'll do one big one, which will be God of War.
Tighter windows. And just then something.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Detroit might get pushed, dude. Like, I don't know.
How can it get pushed? It hasn't had a window.
We haven't seen, like, anything about
that game.
I think
that's intentional, though, because that's such a narrative-heavy game.
It is. But we've seen, I don't know. Yeah. I hope it's out soon.
I do, too. I would love to play that with Abby, because she's never done Heavy Rain. Actually,
I'm still
Heavy Rain's on PS4, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Ooh. I might get that and play that with Abby. She would like that.
Yeah, except for maybe not the part where you gotta cut your own finger off or whatever. She might not.
That's optional. You don't have to do that.
You should do it though, just to freak her out.
Yeah. I remember one time I was wondering how, like, my character, the girl Madison, I think's her name.
Yeah,
she got stuck in the burning apartment and I couldn't figure out how to escape. I was like, I'll take the window. And I, like, fell to my death, which makes no sense. There should be a fire escape.
You got to hide in the fridge.
You
right?
hide in the fridge. I was like, what? That's Indiana Jones 5 stuff right there.
Four. Five
is coming out. That's right.
God, kill me. This is a good week. This is always, like, one of the more enjoyable weeks of the year, especially last year when I was hanging out with a giant robot.
Shikaidro, man.
Shikaidro bot.
Hydro bot, that's what it was.
I'm really upset I couldn't go to PSX this year. I really want to make it happen, but it came down to get an apartment or go to PSX, and I decided to get an apartment. I'll be there next week for sure. It's really weird that I have, like, now that I'm getting this big boy job or whatever, all of my vacation days are going to be centered around gaming conventions, which is really weird, but should be fun. I'm excited. Yeah, this is looking forward to this stuff is helping me tolerate my stress levels a little bit, just because I live for these kind of things. So it's good. This will be fun. Thursday and Friday will be good. Hopefully Friday. My expectations are very low for the PSX thing, though.
I'm excited to watch panels all day Saturday afternoon.
I'm playing video games all day Saturday. screw that stuff.
I do want to watch the Uncharted and the Last of Us ones.
The 10-year anniversary of Uncharted?
10-year anniversary of Uncharted.
Man, what the heck? There's a lot of 10-year anniversaries this year. Like, Mass Effect was another one. Bioshock is this year, too. Like, there's Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. Like, there's...
Two? Where's that game? Where's Modern Warfare 2 remaster?
Shut
game
up.
Awards announcement.
Never played the first one.
Modern Warfare 2 is the bee's knees. Give me Spec
never
Ops.
Even
That's all
played
I need.
The first one. By the way, I didn't mention it. That's how bad it was in the note at the top of the show. I totally forgot I played Call of Duty World War II's campaign, and it's ass. It's not good. It's real bad. I did not like that game.
Sorry, Sledgehammer.
Yeah, that the characters suck in that. I won't even waste your time. That's it for episode number 119 of Millennial Gaming Speak. It's going to be a good weekend. Hopefully you enjoy it. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at MaxTheWhite and at MoreMan12, as I'm sure we'll be talking about all the crazy things that happen over the next few days. You can also follow this show at MGS Podcast to see when we upload new episodes and when we're going. Oh, I guess we don't go live. That's another show. Or that's what we used to do on this show. Actually, I do want to say this. I think we're going to do our Game of the Year stuff live, because I think that would be a fun... We're aiming to do it a Friday night. I think that would be a fun Friday night recording thing. I think we'll bring back the live YouTube video.
I have a flight the next day, but thankfully it's in the afternoon, so
you'll be fine.
You can sleep
on that flight. That's what I always do.
I always plan to do big things on planes. Like, I'm gonna play this or I'm gonna watch this, and then I just fall asleep.
And you sleep. Mm-hmm. That's what I do too.
I might bring the Vita, play some Danganronpa 2. I do play my Vita on trips. I'm notorious.
Mine's upstairs in a box.
That's sad. Oh, you just moved. Never mind.
Yeah, I was gonna say I just moved. Like, it's not closed up. Like, it's just a box of all like assorted electronics. Like my 3DS.
It doesn't even get its own little box.
I didn't know. Doesn't get its own. I don't have that much space here.
Did you see my tweet the other day about Sony's leaked new handheld? I thought it was pretty funny.
I didn't. I'll look it up after this show. On your Twitter at Max the White. Yeah, I think we're gonna do a live show though. I think that'll be fun. More news in the future episodes of this program. What else is there? You can email us any questions, comments, or concerns that you might have at mgspodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear what you think about the Game Awards, what you think is going to take home the hardware, what your predictions might be for the announcements throughout that show, and what your predictions might be for PSX. Let us know. We would love to hear about them before Thursday and Friday of this week, even though this podcast is going up on Wednesday, so it's going to be very last minute. But just shoot us an email. That'd be cool. You can also subscribe to this podcast. We are on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Be sure to leave us a review in all of those locations if you can. Not SoundCloud. I don't think you can leave a review there. But iTunes helps. 5-star reviews definitely help us get in the ears of more people and all that good stuff. And then you can also go follow Model Citizens Media. Check out modelcitizensmedia.com. That's where we do all of our other podcasts. We're going to get rolling back on some of those ones that have gone defunct lately. So, and I know I always say that, but we will, because I'm going to have more time and we can do that. So go follow all that stuff. Also, quick aside, DualShockers is going to be covering all kinds of stuff. So if you want to keep up with the news from the shows, you can follow them there, because that's where I write. And I like that site. It's a good site. That's it for this program. That's it for this episode. Max, it was good to speak with you about those video games again.
It was. Missed it.
We'll break down everything next week. We'll talk about, I'm sure, all the announcements and stuff that happened. That's right. Yeah. Because I was like, what are we gonna do for next week's episode? Oh, we will talk about the things that we predicted in this episode. I'm pretty sure Alex O'Neill will be here for that one, so it'd be good to talk to him again.
Yeah, I've been DMing him. We've got a text.
Include me in that. Throw me in that, so I'm in the loop.
Tweetbot, there's no public API for multiple people.
You suck. Can I include you in one? Can I create the one? And then
I have to be on the official Twitter app or website.
Get on your laptop. Have you been DMing him now?
Yeah. I've been DMing him for a few weeks, but yes, right now, because you said you talked to him.
Default
you did
Twitter
not talk to him. You're filthy.
Yes,
lying.
I did.
He said...
In broad Twitter mentions, like no, an hour or two ago.
Yes, that was the joke. You joked with him.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, he should be here next week. I've been busy. With that, that's it for episode number 119. We'll be back next week. Until then, have a great week. We love you. Bye.
Farewell.